Only 29% of likely women voters surveyed by Quinnipiac University favor Guadagno, while 65% support Murphy. Debbie Walsh, the director of the Center for American Women in Politics at Rutgers, says that fits with the gender gap observed since 1980.
Women are more likely to support the Democratic candidate than men are, less likely to support the Republican candidate than men are. And it really is not about the gender of the candidate. It is about the gender of the voters.
Rowan University political science professor Kathy Javian says women's strong support for Murphy could reflect Guadagno's association with the Christie administration.
It could just be that women are sort of more opposed to the current administration than men are at the moment.
Political analysts say it'll be hard for Guadagno to close the gap with Murphy in the final week of the campaign. At the State House, I'm Phil Gregory, WBGO News.